He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday. It is Friday, the October 3rd edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And I'm here with Barry Kite, our chartered financial analyst. And I'm here to say it once again, at least for now, we have fresh new highs across the board, although the NASDAQ is slipping here. The NASDAQ's up 5, but that is a new high at 22,849. The Dow is crushing it today, hitting a new all-time high up 215 points, 46,734. That's a new high watermark. And the S&P 500 also hitting a new high watermark, up 12 points to 6727. We've got the small cap market not hitting a new high, but getting close. It's up 23 points or 1% today. We're getting a little bit of help on the interest rate markets right now with the 10-year down at 4. Well, it's at 4.10 right now, 4.10. Gold, I think that's a new all-time high. Yes, 3908, up 1%. Oil continues to be a big laggard. It's at $60.88, but of course that's good news at the gas pump. And Bitcoin has had a really good week here. It is up 709 to $120,000. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, and Barry Kite, our chartered financial analyst, certified financial planner. And what's the CMT stands for? Chartered Market Technician.
Yep.
Okay,
yep. Finishing up that one, just application-wise. They always got to go through, give you the final okay before you can use that stuff. But, yeah, we're tough.
I just look at 1,200 charts a day, but I don't have any designations after my name.
Right.
I'm going to come up with one. It has something to do with vision and eyeball decay and over time looking at charts. But anyways, we fresh
kind of like running. Yeah, you need to, you got to count how many charts you went through and, just like things track your steps and everything else.
Well,
right?
I can just say I learn a lot more. I mean, I watch the financial channels from time to time, very seldom. And it's just obvious that they're clueless with what is going on in the markets. I mean, they know the big headlines, and they know the talking points, and they know the Wall Street mantra. But underneath that, they know nothing, as far as I'm concerned. The Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ all hit new highs. And, of course, following through today, is today the top? Will today be the top? We don't know yet. We are always watching for that because we do know that, we're at some pretty stretched valuations here since that April 8th low. But we take it a day at a time and we take it a stock at a time here at Gunderson Capital Management. We still are pretty much, 85%, I would say, invested. I would say that the more aggressive you get down to our emerging growth portfolio, I want to say it's about 30 or 35% in cash right now.
Well, you're taking some gains.
We've cashed in some big profits here recently. And, there is I have another saying, there's nothing wrong with getting out while the getting is good, Okay, so it goes up a little bit more after you sell it. But you know what? You can't get greedy when you've got something up 100%. In 4 or 5 weeks, take the money and run. Like a thief across the neighbor's yard, as Graham Nash used to say. See, I date myself every day, but I do have a lot of songs in my head. I'm a walking library of the song playbook from the 60s, the 70s, early 80s, etc. the golden age of music. I don't know what this stuff is now today. Bad Bunny, is he performing at the Super Bowl?
I saw something about that. Yeah, I don't know.
What is that?
I'm not exactly sure.
I don't know, but it's got to be some kind of thing that the NFL is putting over on us. All three major indexes close at all-time highs again. The 10-year is at 4.10. I see that the 30-year mortgage right now is 6.34. That's the lowest it's been. We were up around 7% for the longest time. I'd like to see it get down into the mid-fives. I think that would be healthy for the real estate markets. But as long as Jerome Powell is sitting at the helm, that ain't going to happen. But there is hope next year there to maybe... Well, he's done. I mean, when his time is up, his contract will not be renewed. I think there's a few San Diego Padres too whose contracts will not be renewed after losing to the Cubs last night and getting ousted. Congratulations to the Yankees. Congratulations to Detroit. Bloomfield Hills beat our Cleveland suburbs there where we've been this year. And Cleveland was a top seed there. That's too bad. They won their division. And who won the other one yesterday? No, that was it. Those were the three wild cards that came down to game number three. Prediction markets see U.S. shutdown stretching past 10 days. So I don't know. Can you bet on that? Where can I get a bet on that, Barry? 10 days. They're dug into the sand. I haven't noticed a difference in the world other than I didn't get my unemployment claims yesterday, and I didn't get my non-farm payrolls
today. That was odd. That was odd not getting the numbers today. I think it's the first time since 2013. During one of the last shutdowns, they actually released the numbers. Flying a bit blind. But
I can't say I missed it. You know, it didn't make my day any much the worse for not getting the non-farm payrolls report today. I do see Trump is going to do a little farm aid himself. Now, that, speaking of music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, that was a great concert every year called Farm Aid. It was usually somewhere in Iowa or Nebraska. Neil Young would show up and Cougar Mellencamp. And I think Bob Dylan was there a couple times at Farm Aid. Willie Nelson always showed up to Farm Aid to raise a little money for our poor farmers. Now it's the soybean blues is what they're singing right now. China, and Trump's after China. He's mad at them. They're not buying soybeans, and they use a lot of soy sauce over
there. They're buying them from Brazil. Yeah, buying them from Brazil instead.
Okay, you know what? Then we're not buying your stuff. That's the way that works. What's going on in Europe? Remember all the drone sightings we had up in New Jersey and Pennsylvania? We never did get an explanation.
Yeah, we did. It's funny how that just went away.
That just kind of disappeared. Well, now Munich Airport closes yesterday. Several drone sightings overnight impacting nearly 3,000 passengers. But wait a minute. That's the latest in a string of similar incidents affecting airports in Europe. What the heck is going on? Similar sightings have disrupted airports in Denmark and Norway last week. Is it Russia? Is it Ukraine? Is it the EU spying on people? What the heck is going on? Of course, we had the balloon, the Chinese balloon crossing America while Biden was president. And finally, they shot it down when it got to Myrtle Beach after it had crossed the entire continental U.S., but these drone sightings are a little bit unnerving. What is Putin planning over there? We don't know. But in the meantime, Europe hit a new all-time high yesterday as that rally in Europe continues. They've got easy money in Europe. Money goes where the money is easiest, and it continues to be pretty easy. I think the EU, European Central Bank, is at 2%. We're at 4%. Well, okay. We can't say much about the jobs market today. That's all we can do is we can look back at the layoff report and take
the Challenger yesterday.
Yes, right? We can take a little bit of look at that. And we did have the ADP, which was down 32,000. So we don't know what how many jobs. Maybe it's better that we don't know. The markets can't react. The bond market can't react. Maybe they should report that every 6 months. How about changing that one? How about an executive order? Now, the other thing I saw yesterday is there was a big study done at Yale on whether or not AI is causing an effect on the labor markets. They're saying very minimal so far on the jobs market. So you really can't blame the weak jobs reports, the big revisions the last year, the unemployment claims, which have gone up a little bit. You can't really blame it on AI. It seems to be more on a weakening economy, at least for now. We'll be right back.
I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show. Yesterday I mentioned the 2025 South Florida Business Summit at the St. Regis on Longboat Key. That's taking place Friday, October the 17th from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. That is my nephew, Rory McDonald, Ph.D., who knows a little bit something about disruptive technologies. He's going to do a disruptive strategy, an interactive lecture based on the principles of disruptive innovation. I mean, that is so critical. Whether you own a company or whether you're investing in companies, do they have something that is disruptive that could disrupt an entire industry? And then at 10:45 p.m. To noon, Bill Gunderson will be speaking on disruptive stocks. Then we're going to have a nice lunch. And then from 1:15 to 2:30, the private equity impacts on small business. It's incredible. It's just incredible. People are throwing money at private equity. They're packaging it up. And there's a huge appetite for private equity and private companies being peddled by the big financial planning firms out there. Not only are they peddling private debt, they're also peddling private equity, neither of which have liquidity, okay? I'm just saying that you've got to hold those things. If you want to sell them like after you're into it for 1 week, that ain't going to work. Because there's no liquidity. There may be a minimal amount of liquidity. But anyways, that's a $500 deal. I didn't put this together. I was invited to speak at it, which I'm honored. And, you know, my nephew, he goes all over the world speaking. He's in Dubai 1 week. He's in Ireland. He's in Saudi Arabia. The kid gets around, and he gets a pretty penny for speaking. He's had the CEO of GE come up to him after his lecture and say, "That was an excellent lecture, young man." He's not so young anymore. He's got four kids, teenage kids, a couple in college now. But if you would like information on that, call Edie. We have a flyer that we can send you at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Maybe I can get a discount rate, you know, from the kid. I'll say, all right, you know, look, kid, you know how much this radio ad cost you, the time you're getting? But anyways, I'm going to be listening. That's going to be very interesting. The 2025 South Florida Business Summit, 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the St. Regis Longboat Key Resort. I was just looking through my A-plus momentum list. There's about 400 stocks out of 5,300 in the database today. That's a list that I always look at every day. I'll tell you what, the sectors this past week, underneath the surface, okay, you got to dive down pretty deep to see the quantum computing and the rare earth stocks. Oh, my gosh, what a week they have had. And obviously they're going to show up in an A-plus momentum list. But, you know, and I own several of these in my little trading account, okay. USA Rare Earth today, which I have some shares in, is up 20%, second breakout day in a row. Well, we know that the Trump administration made an investment in MP Materials, and also recently we know of Lithium America. And, you know, there's two other big rare earth stocks, or maybe three or four more, and USA Rare Earth would probably be number three. Critical Minerals, CRML, number four. UUU is right up there, the one that is up in the Utah area. These stocks have had just a phenomenal week this past week, but they're down there at the lower tier. They might even be below Kathy Wood's ARC funds, even more long-term and even more high-risk and even more speculative. And then the quantum computing stocks, wow, what a week they've had. Oh, there's one other rare earth
just a
one.
Risk just a week for risk appetite.
Yeah.
I mean, in reality, Bitcoin, right, has come back, what, 119-ish yesterday?
Yes, and also look at American Resources, AREC, breaking out to a new high today, up 8.4%. I would also mention Peabody Energy, BTU. Both of those are coal stocks that I just mentioned, but they may have some rare earth exposure. QUBT is up 22% right now. That's quantum computing. Rigetti had a big week, RGTI. ARQQ, ARKit had a big week, and so did... what's the other one? There's a couple more. You know most of these quantum computing stocks by now. QBTS.
D-Wave.
D-Wave, right. Yeah. Okay, now, that's your A-plus momentum list, which I go through. I also have a list that I'm able to create in my spreadsheet. I have a spreadsheet version of the app, and I do a sort every day with the biggest rank change. So if, let's just say a stock was ranked number 1,000 yesterday, and today it's 120. That's a big rank change, and that usually yields about 25 or 30 stocks to look at every day. That's the first list I look at, because that's kind of the hot stock list, I guess you could say, to see if there's anything interesting there. Okay, now, back to the big news here of the day. We've got mortgage rates. I mentioned that 6.34. Massive fire at Chevron's Los Angeles area refinery. You know, I noticed the gasoline prices when we were back there.
Oh, yeah, you pointed them out.
They pay a lot more than we do here in California. We pay less than one half of what California pays. But that big refinery there, that provides the jet fuel for the airport there in the Los Angeles airport. It also supplies California with about 20% of all their motor vehicle fuel. And several of the refineries have been shut down in California. Google is investing $4 billion to build a data center in Arkansas. That's Governor Huckabee, the daughter, and she says that's the biggest investment ever in Arkansas, even bigger than Walmart.
Than Walmart, yeah, wow.
Entergy is going to power this thing. It's in West Memphis. Okay, I didn't know there was a West Memphis. I guess Memphis, is it divided into two?
Yeah,
Memphis.
Yeah, it's built. Yeah, you got Tennessee on one side of the river, and the other side of the river, Arkansas, and then you go kind of a little south corner, and you got Mississippi as well. So.
Well, we've got a cat. My wife picked up a cat that was born in Memphis, picked up in Nashville, and now resides just outside my office here. She was there not too long ago. We'll be right back.
understand anymore. Well, the top brass don't like him talking so much, and he won't play what they say to play.
This is Bill Gunderson. Thank you for tuning in to today's Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show. I put several hours of research in during the wee hours of the morning each day to bring you the very best cutting-edge stories that I can. To get 2 free weeks of my newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com. To talk to us about our fee-based only money management services, call us at 855-611-BEST. Now, back to the second half of the show. Welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show. Yesterday, AMD had a very nice breakout, I saw, and I've seen a little sell-off right now in the AI stocks. Palantir's a little bit weak here today. Palantir is down 3.7% after hitting about 190 has been its high water mark. It's at 180 right now. But I did notice an NVIDIA broke out to a new all-time high yesterday. It's flat right now, but that's now at $4.6 trillion. $4.6 trillion. Is it going to get to $5 trillion? I think so, eventually. Just based on the earnings ahead, the earnings power of the company. And a few charts here this morning. QBTS. Is outstanding with that's a quantum stock. QUBT, which is D-Wave, it looks outstanding. QUBT and QS, which is the not quantum, but it is the solid state batteries.
Yeah, QuantumScape, right?
QuantumScape, that yeah. Looks very good. The chart and Tempus AI, TEM. Which is putting AI into medical, in the medical industry somehow. I don't know exactly, but that's been a very, I know it was one that was on Nancy Pelosi's buy list several months ago, and it's doing quite well, by the way.
You would imagine it's going to do well then.
Yes, so those are some of the charts here in the early going. The NASDAQ's really pretty flat right now. With a little sell off in the AI space today. Marvell also had a good week. MRVL, very good week there. Embraer had a little sell off this past week, but they reported the most Q3 commercial delivery since 2017. Embraer reported deliveries of 62 aircraft in Q3. And, of course, they make the commuter, the smaller ones. Very good company. We still own it in our relative value. We picked it up when it pulled back several months ago. It was down 5 or 6% yesterday. It's up 1% today. But that's pretty good. Pretty good report there from how many that they produced and sold. I mentioned USA Rare Earth, tent jumping 20% now after CEO says in talks with the Trump administration. And this is something, you know, that we haven't really seen before with the U.S. taking a position, a stake in MP Materials. I'm pretty sure they ended up taking a stake in Lithium America, LAC.
Well, it's in a more proactive way to you know, kind of develop and maintain that supply chain for what they for the rare earths that they need and plan to need going forward.
So. Well, you go back to World War II. There were things that Japan didn't have that put them at a big disadvantage to the United States. Steel and petro oil, we had plenty of, but, you know, that's like you've got to have those supplies when push comes to shove, but it's in so many different things, rare earth. So you've got a very proactive administration, let's say. Okay, what's your favorite restaurant stock? You know what? I don't have any favorite restaurant stocks. The biggest winner so far this year, it got bought out. Potbelly's up 81%. Nathan's Famous up 41%.
Really?
Big Larry, which is Steak and Shake. I think they have a little crypto exposure, too, up 27%. Papa John's up 17%. At the bottom of the list, it's a tough business. It's a tough industry. There's some big losers. Sweet Green. Man, I remember when that thing went public not too long ago. We should have shorted that. Those lettuce stocks, they do not do well. It's down 75% year-to-date. Krispy Kreme is down 61%. That's got to be the Zepbound drug killing that one.
That's two ends of the spectrum right there, salad and donuts.
Yeah, neither end of the line is doing well. Jack in the Box down 50%, and Cava, which many people said, oh, it's the next Chipotle. I went there. I said, no, it's not. Cava's down 45%. Wendy's is down 42%. Outback down 42%. So there you go. That's a very difficult sector to invest in. The biotech of the day is Ovid. Let's have an ovation for Ovid. OVID up 13.4%. They've got something for some rare disease in their pipeline, and they get a private placement of $175 million. Little shot in the arm. Tesla begins Cybertruck sales in Qatar. Well, good. They'll see those Cybertrucks running around Qatar. Uranium Energy is another one. UEC, that has been very perky here lately. UEC, let's see how it's doing today. UEC, they got a private placement. Yeah, it's hitting $13. It's uranium, that's a uranium play. It's a play down line supply chain for the big move taking place in nuclear. Constellation Energy had a huge move yesterday. That's Three Mile Island. The uranium stocks downstream from that also had a big move yesterday. Let's see, and then we've got Johnson & Johnson is upgraded at Wells Fargo on valuation and pharma potential. Well, you know, we've knocked Johnson & Johnson. It has had a decent year, but it's had kind of a lost decade without much innovation and a couple of big boo-boos, the talcum powder.
Yeah, baby powder overhang from lawsuits.
And they spun off Kenvue, which is Tylenol. And according to the Trump administration, there is a connection between Tylenol during pregnancy and what's the word, autism. Yeah. As the rest of the world basically says, you know what, it came from Trump's lips. We're not going to buy it. We don't believe it. We're going to keep taking. One lady took a whole bottle of Tylenol on
that.
YouTube.
Almost died, right?
Almost killed herself by doing it. There's some idiots out there, I'll tell you that. Now, I'll be working on the newsletter this weekend. We're on Top Watch, okay? We've had
gotta move your line.
Heck of a run here. The high water mark, I have a high water mark that I can see from my office on my little dock out there. You know, when it's never exceeded. We hope it never exceeds that high water mark there. Now, the stock market has been hitting high water marks ever since I've been in the business. But there's been some huge, I've witnessed three bear markets. A couple of very short bear markets, which, they term 20% or more. I mean, the real pain comes in 30% or more. Certainly 79% in the NASDAQ back in January of 2020, or March of 2020 is when it began. And then the 53% sell-off in the S&P 500 during 08 and 09, which then launched the longest bull market that of all time that we're still in here in 2025. And you can look at the chart of earnings. I'll be updating that once again. There haven't been any earnings reports here, just a few here and there. So I don't expect any big changes to expectations, which have been inching up. And that's the other big surprise, and I would say Bill was right again on that, that tariffs have had no impact whatsoever on overall S&P 500 earnings. And if anything, they've ratcheted up a little bit. They've drifted higher. And, of course, the quarter did end on Monday or Tuesday, whatever it was. And let's just take a look here at usually Fastenal is one of the first ones to report the earnings. Fastenal will report on 10/13. That's in 10 days. J.P. Morgan, which is always right up there at the beginning of earnings season, is on 10/14. So you can pretty much say in a 10 days we'll have another earnings season kicking off. And we've had a string of earnings seasons that have just been phenomenal. But we remain on top watch. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now show. Welcome back here to the second quarter, or the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show. After I look, Barry, I have four lists that I look at charts of every day, and I can sort once I download the chart or the list into my Market Surge charts. I can then sort the list by the biggest gainers and the biggest droppers. So I don't have to look at the whole list, every stock in the entire list. So right now I have my my B-plus or better. That's kind of where I draw the line. I like stocks from my app that have a B-plus, better, or better grade. And right now there's a high number of them because of the strength of the market. There's 999 out of 5,300 stocks in my database. So roughly 20%, just a little bit under 20%, is ranked B-plus or better. And that ranking comes from two major components. One half of that ranking comes from performance. Over the years, on a relative basis, the top performers, and it's based on short-term, intermediate, and long-term performance, and then valuation. That's the other half of the equation. Most quant systems, I don't know of another quant system that has valuation in it like I've put in and made it, given it a half, a 50% weighting against the performance. And so 999 are in the list. Now, as I look at that list right now and do a sort on it, here's some stocks just, wow. This Lithium America, you know, this was kind of a funny deal. But the thing is, it's in the same geographic area as MP Materials. Thacker Pass, Mountain Pass. It's southern Nevada, northern not northern California, but eastern California. As you cross the Nevada California line, you can draw a circle right there, not too far from right before you get into Barstow. That's where this rare earth deposits seem to be concentrated. And, of course, Elon Musk chose that area to build a big battery plant because there's also a lot of lithium there, and that's how Lithium America's got their name. Lithium America is up another 31.8% today on 8 times normal volume. as you know, it's the U.S., the Trump administration, is taking a stake in the company. They've also taken a stake in Intel, too, don't forget, which they consider to be a company that too big to fail, I suppose you could say, that technology. And
want to build out that foundry business, right?
Yes, the foundries, chain, really. And not be so dependent. You know, they pitched the idea of Taiwan Semiconductor fabricating half of the chips in America, and Taiwan Semiconductor said thanks, but no thanks. We're going to stay here. Although they do have a plant in the Phoenix area. Lithium America up 32%, and then these quantum stocks right behind that. Now, this is from my B plus or better list. And, you know, you can't put a valuation on Lithium America or quantum computing, the next stock I'm going to talk about, because they don't have a valuation. So so they just get a neutral grade on valuation. So it's the momentum that's carrying the day and putting them up into that B-plus realm. So that should be interesting for you to know if you're using the app. If you can't do a valuation on the company, you know, I made a carve-out, a way around that. It's just based on valuation then. And overall, when you put in a neutral valuation grade, which would be C, and then this A-plus momentum grade, you come up with a stock that has an overall grade of B-plus. Quantum computing is a phenomenal chart today. It's up 26.2%. The next one on my list, and I'm ranking it from the top gainers today to the lowest gainers, it's this USA Rare Earth, which I have a little bit of myself in my very highly speculative portfolio. It's up 21.7% because it may have the same thing going on there that Lithium America. They are in talks with the Trump administration. Then you've got another one. I'll tell you a little bit about this one. Unusual Machines. UMAC, which is headquartered in the drone capital of the world, Orlando, Florida. Unusual Machines is breaking out today. It's up 13.8%. I'll tell you what I know about Unusual Machines because I saw it on the Seeking Alpha, is the Trump's sons.
Right, yeah,
have a big stake. It's a development stage technology company that operates in the provision of drone solutions. Maybe it's their drones at that Munich airport. I don't know. But there's something going on in Munich, and there's something going on in Denmark. What's up in Denmark? And there's something going on at a few other airports over there in Europe. Okay, Resolve AI is another one. I don't know that much about that. That's a UK AI company breaking out today. And then D-Wave has broken out more than a few times. Today it's breaking out to a new all-time high. That's now an $11 billion company. I don't think they have any sales. No, they actually have a little bit of sales, not much. And Quantum is located in Palo Alto, where we just were and where KDAO Radio serves the Palo Alto area. And as far as those radio signals will go, I've heard the show clear over near Sacramento. KDAO has a pretty strong signal, not at night, but during the day. It's a very strong signal. We were driving around Cupertino,
we listened to, right?
And it was clear as a bell. And here's what else is clear as a bell. We're out of time. We got to go. I've got to get this newsletter ready to send out tomorrow afternoon. The technical analysis is probably going to be one of the most important things to look at this week because we're on top watch. When's it time? I have booked some profits myself because the valuations are so high in the market right now. But at the same time, fresh highs across the board once again today. The Dow, the NASDAQ, S&P 500 to get a four-week trial to the newsletter, the app, the live trade alerts, all in one package. Go to GundersonCapital.com to set up an appointment with us. You don't have to accept mediocrity. You can try to upgrade your portfolio. We can't guarantee anything, but we'll do our best. 855-611-BEST to set an appointment with us. 855-611-BEST.
Sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Charles Schwab. Schwab is a member of SIPC and FINRA.